سلم ربي يا أحمد العدنان صلى عليك الله يا سيد.
Absurd reports in the two hadith collections.
الحمد لله منن باعث الرسل هدى بأحمد منا أحمد السبل الحمد لله منن.
حرفای شما نادرست است. شما به چه حقی به کتابهای معتبر ما اهانت میکنید؟ آیا نمیدانید که تا کنون کتابی به عظمت کتابهای صحیح بخاری و صحیح مسلم نیامده است؟
سید سلطان الواعظ in Shirazi, in fact your words are based on false grounds, since you find fault with books whose greatness and authenticity are unquestionable, particularly the Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. Our ulama agree that all the hadith contained in them are true. If someone rejects these two books, he rejects the real Sunni sect. After the Holy Quran, Sunnis rely upon the authenticity of these two books. Perhaps you have seen Ibn Hajar Makki's point in the beginning of his Sawa'iq al-Muhraqa, chapter of the affairs of the Caliphate of Abu Bakr, as recorded by Bukhari and Muslim in their Sahihain, which are the most authentic and reliable books after the Holy Quran, according to the unanimity of the followers. He says that since the whole community is unanimous in accepting the hadith of these books, whatever the community holds with one accord is unquestionable. On the basis of this agreement, all the hadith contained in these books are undoubtedly acceptable. Hence, no one can have the courage to assert that these books contain absurdities or ridiculous matter.
این که می فرمایید این دو کتاب مورد قبول تمام امت است، حرف باطلی است. چون بیش از 100 میلیون شیعه که جزء امت هستند، این کتاب ها را قبول ندارند. فکر می کنم این امتی که می گویید مشابه اجماع امت پس از وفات نبی اکرم برای تعیین خلیفه باشد. آنچه من می گویم با دلیل و برهان.
First, that these books are acceptable to the whole community is open to objection. Your claim with reference to Ibn Hajar is itself absurd, since 100 million Muslims do not accept his point. Hence, the unanimity of the community in the matter is just like the unanimity claimed by your people in the matter of caliphate. Secondly, what I say is based on valid reasons. If you study those books with an unprejudiced mind, you will be astonished. Many of your great ulama, such as Ibn Hazm, Allama Abul Fazl Ja'far ibn Sa'labi in Kitab al-Imta' fi Ahkam al-Sama', Sheikh Abdul Qadir bin Muhammad Qarshi in Jawahir al-Mazaya fi Tabaqat al-Hanafiyya, and others, including all the Hanafi ulama, have criticized the Sahihain and have acknowledged that they contain a number of weak and unconfirmed hadith. The objective of Bukhari and Muslim was to collect hadith, not to consider their authenticity. Some of your research scholars, like Kamaluddin Ja'far ibn Saleh, have taken great pains in pointing out the defects and faults of the hadith and have set forth valid grounds in support of their findings.
I would welcome it if you would put forward the arguments so that the audience may know the truth.
I will cite only a few examples. If you wish to study misleading hadith regarding the incarnation of Allah, which contend that He, as a physical being, can be seen in this world, or will be seen in the hereafter, as believed by a faction of the Sunnis, the Hanbalites and Asharites, you may refer to your own books, particularly Sahih Bukhari, Volume 1, in the chapter Fazl al-Sujud min Kitab al-Azan, page 100, Volume 4, page 92, and Sahih Muslim, Bab al-Sirah min Kitab al-Riqa, and also Sahih Muslim, Volume 1, page 86, and Musnad of Imam Hanbal, Volume 2, page 275. You will find sufficient information of this type in those books. Even if there had been no proof against the above assertions, the verse of the Holy Quran explicitly rejects the doctrine of the visibility of Allah. Allah says, "Vision comprehends him not, and he comprehends all vision.
Isn't it a fact that Ali said, I do not worship a God whom I do not see? When Ali says such a thing, it means that Allah can be seen.
Respected friend, you have taken one sentence out of context. I will recite the whole text to you. This hadith has been recorded by the great Sheikh Muhammad ibn Ya'qub Kulayni in his Usul Kafi, volume on Tawheed, as well as Sheikh Sadugh in his book on Tawheed. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq is quoted as saying, a Jewish scholar asked the commander of the faithful, Ali, whether he had seen Allah at the time of prayers. The Imam replied, he cannot be seen by these physical eyes. It is the heart which sees him through the light of the realities of conviction. It follows from Ali's reply that what he means by seeing Allah is not seeing him with the eyes, but through the light of sincere faith. One who believes in the visibility of Allah in this world or in the hereafter believes that he is a physical being. To believe this is infidelity.
Ya Sayyidi, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Ismat al-Afim wal-Jaw. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Ismat al-Afim wal-Jaw. Ya Qasim al-Jannati wal-Nar. Ya Sayyidi, Ya Qasim al-Jannati wal-Nar.